song needs like 20 more silly sounds in it. This little beeps, this little, you know, just like, I don't know, maybe I like a truck horn, you know? I know I say that about every song, but really. Am I wrong? I'm not wrong.
Not because you tricked them into it or because you lured them every 5 minutes. I mean, that said, we hope our headlines and we hope, you know, what we do is viscerally attractive to you, too. Like, yeah. We're out here in the world competing with everyone else.
Ken Amayo is here. Cassius is the new platform. Cassius.com. You spell it C-A-S-S-I-U-S.
CassiusLife.com.
CassiusLife.com. Let me repeat that. CassiusLife.com. If you have any questions, call us 888-742-3345.
In your opinion, how necessary and relevant is a journalism degree in this day and age?
Gosh, that is a really good question. Okay, the truth is that a journalism degree is not irrelevant. It also is not necessary. So both things. To be classically trained, I think, especially today, is actually an asset because so few people are.
Right.
That said, if you live in the world, you will notice that there are many journalists, as we know them today, who are not classically trained, who have really important voices in the space and who have a lot to say. So you have to have the combination, if you're a journalist, a young journalist, a young storyteller, I prefer to say, because it's not just, you know, in this era of so-called fake news, it's not just about classic anything. It's about being able to kind of inject your way of seeing the world on the way things used to be. So I think that journalism is a wide open space, but the idea that there are hard truths is real. Now, are there subjective interpretations of hard truths? Sure. But is that wall blue? Yes. If I tell you it's red, I'm not telling you the truth, right? So, I mean, there are some lines around journalism that most of us who do this all day, every day, kind of understand when we are navigating the internet. But my fear is that so many people can't tell the difference between folks who mean to riff off of a central idea that we know is true versus folks who are just using a platform to lure you into believing what they believe solely because they believe it.
Going back to when we were saying how this market is so oversaturated and it puts a lot of pressure, especially with this 24-hour news cycle, to just have like this ongoing assembly line of stories. And what suffers is the fact-checking. But then when you juxtapose it with the fact that we're in a world where you have fake news and you have alternative facts, what is the fact-checking process for you?
Well, again, remember, I'm not writing every day as much as I am kind of executive managing and creating a lane for other writers. But we fundamentally go through all of our stories with multiple edits. So unlike a lot of sites,
still do the rounds.
We still do rounds. I mean, we still have a lot of print traditions that we're bringing to Cassius. In fact, a lot of us, especially some of the older heads, have some print background. So that helps. You don't catch everything, but you also work with trusted folk. So that you're not just allowing anyone the access to your audience, to your beloved platform, to just go haywire with no system of checks and balances.
Right.
Can you give out your personal social media so folks can hit you directly?
Absolutely. I'm at Kieran Amayo, so that's K-I-E-R-N-A-M-A-Y-O, on everything.
We have Jamil from Detroit on the line.
Hey, Jamil.
What's up, Jamil?
What's good, Jamil?
Hey, what's going on? Good morning. I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak to you guys. And I've got to be real quick. I see that it's on at times. So what I want to, it's two parts. I have a question. I'm 46. Does age make a difference trying to get into this field as a startup?
So this field, meaning as a writer?
No, I don't want to do writing. I want to broadcast. I want to, I have a degree in radio, TV broadcast, and I had a career. I'm just recently retired from the Detroit Police Department, and now I want to do what I set out to do.
Man, if you have something to say that's interesting, I think you could definitely get in the loop, but you got to immerse yourself.
I think an ex-cop could do that. That'd be an interesting, like, approach or whatever.
There you go.
traffic's terrible, but it doesn't matter anymore. This is all right.
The other night, Missio has released a new mobile game called Everybody Gets High. It's named for a song on their debut album Loner, and it's available for iPhones and Androids.
Keep listening for another Tuesday DL coming up on Alt Nation.
Support a renegotiation effort of that trade agreement, and 83% said yes. When we asked if they thought the outcomes from that renegotiation would be beneficial to the ag economy and the overall U.S. economy, about 60% in both cases thought that it was likely to have a beneficial impact to the U.S. and ag economy, and another 25% thought the outcomes would be indifferent. So there is support to renegotiate this trade agreement among producers that we surveyed, and overall they think the outcomes are going to be positive or indifferent.
All right. Well, David, thank you very much once again for taking the time to chat with us again. David Widmar, he's with Purdue University, joining us via phone from West Lafayette, Indiana. Well, we are just a day away from the pork industry's biggest annual event. It's
E3.
The 2017 World Pork Expo, an opportunity for pork producers to learn about the latest products and technologies in the industry. Pork Checkoff spokesperson Cindy Cunningham
says pork
the
convention.
Expo is also an opportunity to network with others in the industry.
I'm going to network with people
really
in the pork
would
business.
Encourage pork producers who are at World Pork Expo to visit is the Pork Checkoff
World Pork Expo.
Tent. We'll be right there on Grand Avenue with the rest of the hospitality tents. We start in the Pork Checkoff hospitality tent each morning serving breakfast. On Wednesday, we'll
What's
be
breakfast?
Serving breakfast casserole with sausage. On Thursday, we'll start serving bacon pancakes. And
okay,
then on
bacon.
Friday, we'll have burritos with sausage and bacon
sausage and bacon.
For breakfast. And then at lunchtime on Wednesday and Thursday, we would invite you to
What's
come back and to enjoy a lunch on Wednesday of barbecued pulled pork mac and cheese.
Pulled pork, okay.
On
all right.
Thursday, the lunch will be pulled pork tostado.
Pulled pork, okay.
And also during that time, you'll be able to hear a weather outlook from Elwin Taylor at Iowa
Ooh.
State University and a market outlook from Steve Meyer of EMI Analytics.
One of the fun things happening in the Pork Checkoff hospitality tent is the Passport
this
to
is
Pork.
This is an ad for a tent at the convention. It's not even about
meats,
the whole convention.
Which are
it's about their food.
For U.S. pork exports.
These are products that we export, pork products that we export.
This
that
station's
may
on the fucking tape,
the US,
man.
But that are used in other parts of the world. And this will be a fun experience to sample these. The samplings will include tongue flavored with Asian spices, Korean style skirt steak, Cuban style jowl bacon, and pinwheel flavored with Peruvian spices. We'll also have a little dessert for you too, some chocolate chip cookie bacon s'mores. It's a great
bacon s'more,
to come and meet the National Pork Board and pork producers from around the world.
Well, the 2017 World Pork Expo gets underway tomorrow and again runs through Friday, June 9th at the Iowa State Fairgrounds in Des Moines. For more information, go online to worldpork.org. Well, country is king in Music City, and RFD-TV gives you the chance to meet your favorite artist during CMA Fest. The four-day event takes place
URL.
Thursday through Sunday in downtown Nashville. See hundreds of acts play live music and also attend autograph sessions at the RFD-TV booth number 686. Meet country favorites, PBR stars, RFD-TV celebrities, and hee-haw VIPs. Follow official RFD-TV
hee-haw
on Facebook,
VIPs.
Instagram, and Twitter for our full coverage and schedule. Well, meteorologist Tim Ross has the latest weather update that's coming up at 10 past the hour.
Hey, this is Jeff Foxworthy.
Larry the Cable Guy here. Happy to bring you
Jeff and Larry's Comedy Roundup. You'll hear all-American comedy that you love, backstage interviews with your favorite comedians.
Me, Jeff Foxworthy, and a bunch of our friends doing what we love to do, making you laugh.
Stand-up is my favorite thing because I've always thought, what more could you want out of life? It will make people laugh.
Jeff and Larry's Comedy Roundup.
SiriusXM 97.
Oh, man.
Or listen on the SiriusXM app. You're going to love it. I promise.
This is a Farm Her Minute on Rural Radio.
Pretty sure I'm
Let's
not.
Meet Farm Her Stacy Whitener.
So tell me where we are. Like, what, so you're in the heart of the nurse of the bash.
The 19. If you just waited,
waited a month.
Broadcasting live from the Alan Freed Studios inside the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, this is SiriusXM's Classic Vinyl.
Hi, everybody. Dusty Street here, as the man said, at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum. Welcome to today. Where are we? Tuesday?
Welcome to today.
You know, it's bad when you have to actually look at a piece of paper to remember what day it is. Oh, well, I'm sure that's never happened to you.
My goal, is it your goal? Sometimes I'm pretty good.
I like a pork product. You know, I'm not. But something about a pork convention where they're like, "Hey, you want some food?" And then every single thing has pork. Like, we got some bacon s'mores, chocolate chip s'mores. Like, what? I know people are like, you know, like chocolate covered bacon and, you know, bacon bits in a chocolate bar and shit like that. I don't need that shit. You want to put sausage on a pizza? Great. You want to have sausage with breakfast? Outstanding. You want to have a fucking piece of ham? Okay. Okay. But fuck, man.
Proven guilty is what you're saying. That's why he's in court right now.
Yep.
You know, and as the stories come out, we'll hear more. Right. And if the evidence come out, we'll hear more. But thanks for your call, Lacey. What up?
Hey, Lace.
What's up? How you guys doing?
Doing okay. What'd you like to say?
Well, I just want to say, when I was in fifth grade, I was about 11. I said you can go wherever you like.
Team meeting before you open up the doors with like all the staff. Well, we DJ'd that staff meeting, and then when the doors opened, we got kicked off the deck to be the next guy. But still, it was the thought that counts, and we really appreciate Layback Blue for giving us that opportunity, as he's done multiple times after that and hooked us up with many other good events. So it's just funny to think back to those days. And now tonight, we're playing in Boston TD Garden Center, and it's unbelievable. So we're really excited. And if you're in the West Coast, we'll be at XS at the end of the night. Can't believe it. We only have 2 weeks left of this tour. It's just been amazing. It's just been really amazing, special. You know, a lot of this.
Isn't it that you would be 11 to have an icon like that be? Sometimes you worry about the things he can provide for
you, but never do. Well, let's kick the tires on this playlist a little bit more. Make sure this thing works. I understand that some folks have added songs to it. So let's hit shuffle on this and see where it takes us. So good. Just okay. It's nope, still. If I just start a song and then hit shuffle, maybe that'll. Maybe it's just still loading in. Maybe the playlist is too long. Thank you.
I don't really have much room in my life for, like, metal covers of old video game music. Like, I just, it's... really well in that weird alien part of Streets of Rage 2.
I'll take you back one day.
not good. Yeah. Yeah, this is great. Good, good. Yep. I mean, I did it to myself. This is what you get. This is what you get with a publicly editable playlist. You get this. Straight up garbage. Great, hearing this song just reminds me of that fucking fever dream fucking Comic-Con stream concert thing.
Thank you.
Some of this play. I mean, someone added it to a playlist. The least I can do is let some seconds of it play if it ever decides to start playing. Oh, darn. I guess it's just not going to start. Gosh, whatever are we going to do?
Let me ask you this about this life we live, and let me try to swerve some of this attention you give to them distant ass relatives over Hampton. And if they really missed you so much, why don't they just call it? You wasn't blood, but you still have love. Or in fact, does the blood make you think you have to love? Look, I probably love my family more than anybody here, but my homies are family too. Third cousins, get out of here. Who was you with when you got tattooed? Who was you tripping with when you did it mushrooms? And who the fuck threw up all over your car and then felt worse than you about the shit in the morning?
Who loaned your money, homie? Who owes your cash? Oh, who taught you how to use the bomb for the grass? Oh, I don't know much, but I gotta assume that when you hit your first net, your homies was in. Talk about homies, homies, talk about.
Fuck, man.
Baby,
more than enough of that.
Thank you. Yikes. Og klukkan hálf tíu er ennþá í gardínu Hellaður að leitað eftir partíum Gæti sagt að það hafi margt breyst En það hafi staðreynd að ég breytist aldrei
I think it is Anime Piano and Vocal Collection. So, that's good. This, but now it's like I'm trying to take it in too far, like a dark, spooky direction. It just kind of sounds lame.
want your head. Oh, I want your wicked parts. I want to wring out your evil thoughts. I want to eat out your bitter heart. Oh, I want your soul to sing six words harmony of all the pigs that might tempt me. I know you're sick alone.
This sucks.
Fight.
Okay, all right, there you go. Yeah, okay.
Shake it like a light to the sun. Makes me feel like a madman all alone. Find it never, never far gone. You're zero. What's your name? No one's gonna ask you. Better find out where they want you to go. Try and hit the spot. Get to know it in the dark. Get to know whether you're
song from this album I would have put.
My mind goes round like a roundabout.
On here. On anywhere.
Whistles and sings. Darker than darkest night. Sweeter than spring.
Yo. Get mysterious. My mermaids are my curious. She done got a tax paid a girl for this. I pack the puppet, I ain't water, whoop Louis C.K.'s. With the same look like Frankie Lyman. Shot you the bay, watch from beautiful face line up. I say anything about luck, you need to shut the fuck up like an addict door. I done pull a phone in a codeine. Sign the hedgehog buck versus knuckles in my mailbox cup.
I done pull a phone in a codeine. Sign the hedgehog buck versus knuckles in my mailbox cup.
Mine goes round like a roundabout. Whistles and sings.
Months is a bit generous. I want to say like maybe like 8.
Nigga, hold up, what is this? Yeah, supposed to be here. Yeah, your name wasn't on that.
Ah, the hits. The mindset of like adding this song, like what? Like, oh no, it's a good song, but this needs to be heard. Or like, is it like ah, this is a sick joke, hilarious, this is on here. No, this, but you know, what are you gonna do? Man, Crush 40 is fucking sick! From their Best Of album, which is a fucking insane concept. Cover for this is an anime girl in some kind of skirt schoolgirl thing. So I didn't realize Spotify fucking went this fucking deep. Does Apple Music have all this shit too, or are they clean? They clean over there. I says it is called Love Trial. The name of the track. I don't know. My style of Japanese music. It's just not what I'm looking for. Especially when we're listening to this fucking hit from a world-renowned singing artist, a well-respected artist, a great singing career. This rap album on Spotify. I assume it is. I mean, if it's not, it's some, you know, like large parts of it are on my phone. I mean, all of it is I have it accessible from the cloud. I can pull John Cena out of the sky anytime I need it. Remix of this that actually wasn't awful. John Cena's already, yeah, I mean, we reside in the C Nation. Hours that went into making this a reality. The amount of time that someone spent working on the Paris Hilton album. Now here I am, halfway blocking an intersection. Listening to it. song was on the soundtrack to the Kids in the Hall movie.
Oh, my love is very sweet.
That's just a good ass song, otherwise. Like, does this exist anywhere other than Spotify? Some dude being all like, I'm gonna fucking do guitar covers of the Tecmo Bowl music. Like, sure, I guess. What? Like, is any part of this, like, real other than the guitar parts? It's just like, I just laid out some generic sample drums here and gonna shred over it and then post it to Spotify, and that's what I do. Here we go. Phone's ringing in here. Track is a heater. Let's start running nightclubs. We'll start running clubs. So we can play this up in the club and let people know. And then this right after it. I mean, this is pretty much exactly how I would do it. Probably on a remix of this one, but you know. Turn this song up and roll the windows down when we drive past all these construction workers in this alley. Just let them know what they're dealing with. Tuesday. I'll see you later.